have never once, as a child, gone to my family doctor, who's here, or my dentist. We have a dentist, but he's not here. But we have a dentist. Most who go to these two, especially as children, aren't incredibly excited to go, are they? It's the reality that there is a lot of discomfort associated with both going to the doctor and going to the dentist. But a lot can be said for going to see the priest or one's teacher, the principal, or any number of other helping services, that we go to these people and they have a very powerful impact on our lives, but ultimately they desire to help us, to do whatever is necessary to keep us healthy and help us learn, to help us grow. This reality is at work in our first reading as well, that Saul, who becomes Paul, they're afraid of him. And they have very good reason to be, not because he's worked on their teeth or given them shots, but because he has at least been an accessory to murder, but most likely he himself has murdered Christians. He has persecuted the church. They are nervous about Saul's presence. They don't really want to go to him. What is he going to do to me if he's not actually as nice as they swear that he is? Ultimately, Barnabas is able to bring Saul, who becomes known as Paul, into the community. It takes someone to reassure us, someone to help promise that it will be okay. It may be a time of anxiety, a little bit of fright, maybe a bit of pain as well, but ultimately the presence of this person in our lives will be of a good nature. This is how Saul, who became Paul, enters the community. Barnabas assures them, he is here for our good. He is here because God desires to introduce him to our community. Christ, for his part, when he's described as the vine grower, well, the Father is the vine grower, Christ is the vine. In all of his imagery about vines and branches, and pruning and remaining in me and I in you, conjures up the reality that there's one of two possibilities. Either you're severed from the vine completely, or you're pruned, one or the other. Both sound a little painful. Both include with them a change of reality, a need to recognize whether or not we belong to Christ, and if we do, we will be pruned. If we don't, we will be separated. This reality that Christ presents is not one that is meant to, at least on the outset, be an image that is comfortable. There is pruning involved. There is a bit of discomfort and perhaps maybe even pain along with that. I recall, almost 15 years ago, going to Hubers. Many have probably been there, and we were on a tour, me and the group we were with, we were touring the vine branches where the vine grows and everything, and going back and forth, and the individual taking us on a tour indicated, well, here comes one of the Huber brothers, or sons, or whoever, it was 15 years ago, and we had wine tasting later that day, so my memory is imperfect of the events. He came, and he kind of took over the tour. It was actually pretty cool. And he's standing there, and he's telling us about, you know, this grapes here and this over there. And he had on his hip, attached to his belt, a holster that held his pruning shears. He just automatically had them anyways, even though he was an important person there on the farm. He still had with him the tools he might need to do the work of the vine dresser. And he couldn't help himself. It was almost amazing to watch. He would sit there and he'd talk about how important it is to prune the vines in such a way. And he even kind of indicated that those who had come through before him had not done a satisfactory job. And so almost instinctively, he'd grab those pruning shears out from his belt, and he'd almost magically just start to work on these vines. Now, they had already been pruned. Those who had done the job before could have already easily said it was already done well enough. But in his skill and his desire to see these vines bear much fruit, he pruned even more. The vines, for their part, if they have the opportunity to think, may have thought, just leave us alone. It's already been done. Just stop. Stop picking at all of our different branches and just leave it be. But this vine dresser, he in his desire, just couldn't leave it alone. He knew what needed to be done, and he had the tool to do it. And even though it hurt the vine to a degree, it still was for the vine's benefit. We, for our part, experience difficulties in our lives. These aren't necessarily sent by God, but God is working through them. The Word of God, we are told in today's Gospel, already prunes our heart, that we have already been pruned by the Word of God. Allow the Word of God that we receive here at this Mass, and in every Mass, every time we open Scripture, let it prune our hearts. Maybe take a little snip here and a snip there, allowing the vine grower, the vine dresser, the divine vine grower, to do his work in our lives, to allow him access to all that is us, so that he may prune and do what he sees needs to be done, so that we may bear much fruit. Sisters and brothers, when we remain close to the vine, when we remain attached to the vine, we are living and true and able and called upon to bear much fruit. Let us approach that reality this day and every day with hearts that recognize that at times it may be a bit difficult, at times it may hurt a bit, but ultimately that God is pruning our hearts so that we may bear the fruit of his love.